Friends, this year should be a special schutz for Rabbi Mori Nimarosi Sheyichiu and for Chaim Yoshua ben Ephraim HaKohen and for Ephraim Ab and Miriam Shoshana. And it says in the Gemara in Meseches Ksubis, Itmar Mana Libyat Chavala Mani Yodea Yod Beis Amit Beis. Reuven says to Shimon, you have $100 in mine in your hand. And Shimon says, I don't know. Adu Yadu Nish, maybe yes, maybe no. Rabbi Yehuda and Ravuna Amar Chayiv, Amri Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda and Ravuna say that this person who doesn't know is Chayiv. Tosfos says, L'chora Nira, the less Lehuda Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Yehuda and Ravuna don't hold Rabbi Abba. Don't retell Shani Ochol Lishava Mishalim. Rabbi Abba holds that when a person can't swear, he has to pay. The time made the Rabbi Abba, Mishum the Darish was Hashem Tia Bein Shneim, below Bein Ayarshim. Because Rabbi Abba darshins that when there is a dispute over money, so Shvuas Hashem Tia Bein Shneihem, there should be an oath taken between the two people. So it's Bein Shneihem, below Bein Hayarshim. Between the two people, and not between their inheritors. Kagon Amar Mana Alaba Biyadavicha, Barbacham Shin Acham Shin Layadana. So, in other words, the diuk is that only between the two people, the two litigants, there is a Shavua, but not between, not the Yarshim. And what's an example of that case? So, somebody says to this, so another guy, he says, Mana la'aba bi'adavicha, that my father has money in your father's, my late father has money in your late father's hands. The other guy says, listen, chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana, 50 I know about, and 50 I don't know about. Bavoy ka'agavna mitoch she'en yachol yishav mishalim. So the diuk is that shvuah sashem tia bein shneim. In such a case, there's a shvuah. If he says 50 I know and 50 I don't know, why is there a shvuah? It's moda b'miktsas. He's admitting to 50. But in this case, we're dealing with the yarshim. So when it comes to the yarshim, now and the 50 that he doesn't know about, he can't swear. Why can't he swear about the 50 he doesn't know about? Because he doesn't know. So all he's left with is his chiyuv shvuah, but he can't swear because he pasha doesn't know. So that's the father. So the son, the diuk is, the father, yes, has to swear, but he can't, so he pays. And for lo yorshim, but not the son. The son does no chiyuv on the other 50. When dealing with the yorshim, v'mana li biyad chaval or many odei chayov, ein kan shvua. And if you hold that mana li biyadcha, and the other guy says, eini yodea, he's chayiv, then there's going to be no shvua here. There's no chiyuv shvua and he can't swear. He's just chayiv to pay. It's not al tani ochal yishav mishali. Straight away he has to pay. Tafilu omer eini yodea b'kol chayiv. Because here we see that even if he says, I don't know about the whole thing, he's still chayiv to pay. Not only if he's moda b'miktas, he's chayiv to pay, but he's chayiv to pay if he doesn't know about the whole thing. So you see that this disputes Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says that 50 you know, 50 you don't know, then mitoch sheni ochal yishav mishalim. But according to Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, there's no chiyuv shvuah. He's just straight away chayiv to pay when he says eini yodea. כאן מדברי התוספות. Say for Divrei Mishpat, Simon Ayin Hey, Seif Katan Dalid, he asks on the Ktos, and Simon Ayin Hey, Seif Katan Ches, who writes in the Din of Shani Yochel Yishava Mishalim, that even if a person afterwards says, oh yeah, I remembered that I'm not Chayav, he's not Naman B'Shavua. Person's chayav b'shavua, but he can't swear. And then he says, oh yes, I do remember. I remember that I'm not chayav. He's not ne'aman b'shavua. Why? Because since he was mischayav b'din, shuv ein chozer b'toin. He was already mischayev to pay. Mitoch sheni ochel yishava mishalim. So he can't go ahead now and be mechuyev. He can't go ahead now and make a new taina. Oh, no, I do remember. It doesn't work. You can't compare that to what the Ramah says over there in Ayin Hey. When a person says, Eini yodeim paraticha, b'chazev ramar achakach nizkarti sheparati ne'aman. That if somebody says, I don't know if I paid you, and then afterwards he says, oh yes, I remember that I paid you, he's believed. Why? Because there he was only chayav to pay, al safek. And now he doesn't have a suffix anymore. Now he's towing Bari. Because he says, I don't know if I paid you. And then he says, yeah, I did pay you. So originally he says, I don't know, he's chayav al suffix. And because originally he was chayav, he had a chiyuv barur. And now he says he's not sure if he paid it up. So, what do we tell him? We say, you're not sure, you have to pay it up. When he says, I remember it, oh yes, I did pay, now he's bari, he doesn't have a suffix anymore. But in the din of mitoch, his chiyuv is not mechma suffix. Not that he has to pay out suffix. Min adin, he is a klal of mitoch. Mitoch sheni yochel yishava mishalim. In a case where he is mechuyav shvua and he can't swear, like if he was moda b'miktzas and he can't swear on what on the other part, so mitech sheni yochel yishava mishalim, he's chayav min adin because the klal mitoch b'imkein shuv ein ne'aman loymar nizkarti. Because if he goes back and he says niskarti, it's chozer v'toin. That you can't do. If you're chayv ben adin, you can't make a new taina. You can only make a new taina when you weren't chayv ben adin, you're only chayv al tzafik. V'tama had divrei mishpat. So the divrei mishpat brought down this ktzeis. And he's tameya. That's true if the ktzos is correct. What was tosis kasha? Tosis had said that according to Yehuda and Rav Huna, you don't need to come on to the din of mitoch sheni yochel yishava mishalim. Because he's straight away chayiv when he says eini yodea. He says eini yodea, and the other guy says, I know that you're chayiv. So he has to pay. So you don't come on to the din of mitoch sheni yochel yishava mishalim. Straight away he's chayiv. But according to the Ktzos, there's a big nafkamina. And that is that if the chiyuv is because of the din of Bari Adif, he can change his mind afterwards and say, yes, I remember. The only reason he's chayiv is because he's making a tain of Shema. And it's like the din of Ein Yodeim Paraticha. The Rama says that he can go back and say, yes, I remember that I paid you, because there was no chiyuv shvua. When it comes to the din of mitoch, then, oh yes, I remember, doesn't help us. So maybe Rabbi Abba really agrees with Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna. Baryadif, manali biyadcha v'hala amir eini yodeya. Chayiv. Why? Because Baryadif. And therefore he has to pay. But in this case, where he says 50 I know and 50 I don't know, there Rabbi Abba wanted to come on to Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalem in order to tell you the Chiddush that there's no retracting, there's no turning back. Really, he agrees that if there's no Chiyuv Shvu at all, Bari Adif. But if it's 50 I know and 50 I don't know, we can't just say Bari Adif and be done with it, because there's more to it. He's Chayiv Shvu'ah, and Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalem, and there's a huge nafkamina. Because when it comes to just the case of Eini Yodea, he can say afterwards, I remembered, because he was only chayv al tzafek, and I said, oh, I remember I paid, so now he's not chayv anymore. But when it comes to the case of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalem, 50 I know, 50 I don't know, once he says 50 I don't know, now I'm an adinis chayv to pay. There's no saying I remember. You can't make a new tain anymore. So, if the Ktzos is right in this chiluk, then how are we to understand Tosfos? That Tosfos wanted to make a machlokus between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yehuda Rav Huna. Rabbi Abba didn't just say like Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna that straight away he's chayav on Tzbari B'Shema. The person who says 50, I don't know. No, not pitom. There's more to it. He agrees in principle with Rav Huna that Bari Shema Bari Adif. But in his case of 50, I know, 50, I don't know, he wants to say even more. Since it's a case of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalem, Mela, he can't retract once he says, I don't know, it's too late. Now there's Mam Shechiyub, he's not Chayav Al Tzafik. It's Chayv Min Adin, and in Mela there's no turning back. Ad Kan Kushyas Adivrei Mishpat, and I'm a Kavesh to say, I'm Uvan Lachem Moray Rabotai. Vinei Lechor Yesh Layin Omer Reb Chaim Zecha Tzadik Livroch B'ma Sheneman Halovel Et On Parati B'chol Milva Al Peh. Whenever you have a Milva Al Peh, the Leve is Neman say parati. The loiv is nama to say parati in every milv al peh. L'chora, the beer is that his taina that he paid up is enough to create a suffix, maybe he paid up. And the mele he's pater al tzameitzi mechavero all of a raya. But this is shver. Because every milv al peh that he says parati ain't a malve yochol litpos. If it's a milval peh, and he says I paid it up, the malve can't be tofes. If it's only mitoras suffik that he's pater, like we wanted to say, that he's creating a suffik, maybe he paid up, and memela pater medina mutzimi chaberala varaya, why isn't tfisa good? visa should be very good. Chomil val peshetoin parati enam al v'yochol litvois. V'mitara safik pater. But even though he can't be tofes, but if he's pater only mitara safik, the malva can't be tofes. But if the lov is only pater mitara safik, that he creates a safik, and therefore motz bechavel v'raya, tfisa should be effective. Because the Rambam holds that tfisa works besvekis. So if saying I paid up just creates a suffix, tfisa should be effective. So Moreinu Reb Chaim explains in the Shari Chaim and Gittin Simen Heozhei, I believe that we had a shir on that, that tainas parati is effective is not mitoras ne'emonos shema'aminim l'tanos o shepara. El shu mischuse halove shedino liskos betainas parati keneged avalchov. It's not that we believe that he actually paid up, but he has a schus. He has a schus to say I paid up against the balchov. Otherwise he would have to pay up with edim. But he doesn't. He has a schus to say parati. And this taina patus in b'teres v'adai. And therefore, tefis is not effective. So this chus of the lobe to say parati is b'teres v'adai. And therefore, tefis is not effective. V'yisod l'zeh. For what was explained in earlier shiurim, that in an instance where the chiyuv is vadai, and there's a suffix, if there was mischadish, a dover, hapoter, olav lahavi raya, liftor atzmai, afal pishu hum muchzuk b'mamen. In an instance where the chiyuv is vadai, the suffix is, was there mischadeh something that patters? He has to bring a raya to patter himself, even though he's muchzuk b'mamon, because there was a chiyuv vadai. And now we want to know if he's patter. We're not sure. We're not sure if mischadeh davar hapoter. So he has to bring a raya that he's patter, even though he's muchzuk b'mamon. And so is muchach mipov mekama tzadi tesamet beis betavach uman shel kilkel mekama mekaymis. So if that's true, we have to understand, how is he neman to say parati without a raya? The chiv is baru, we know that he's obligated to pay. And he comes to be mechadesh that he did pay. All of a raya. And therefore we shouldn't patter him out suffik. Al korchach. From Dante's Gitringen. That, like we explain, it's muchach. But that tanis parati is effective is not al suffik. Because he was chayav v'adai, and our supik, if there was a dover hapot there. So if we let this guy off the hook, then it can't be because of the suffik dover hapot there. That's not enough for us if there's a chayav v'adai. It must be mischusei halove to say parati. Yesh lo schut liot ne'aman keneged abal chov b'tanat parati. And for that reason, he's pater even on a raya, even without a raya. Of parati, then his taina wouldn't be effective even to create a suffix. Isn't that like we originally said that his taina makes a suffix? No. It's that he has a schus taina to say parati and he's believed 100%. If he's not believed 100%, if he doesn't have the schus tain of parati, then his tain is not even going to make a suffix. Because he's mechuyev bevadai, and he wants to be mechadesh epiro to patter himself. Olav lo havi raya v'nira. Shezeu yisod dino shel haramot. Chora, that's the yisod hadin of the ramot. That niskarti is effective if he says ha'ini yodein paraticha. Because he learns that the root of the reason that we're mechayiv in any odeim paraticha, even though we paskin bari v'shema lav bari adiv, And therefore, if lav bari odif, then why should he have to pay? It's not because there's a cheskes chiyuv, but because what was nischadish la love schustaina, when does the love have a schustaina? You know when the love has a schustaina? When he says a taina's bari parati. Aval eni odem paraticha is not even called a taina. And without a schustaina, he can't be mechadish a suffik piron at all, like we said. He doesn't have a schus taina because his only schus taina is parati vaday. He can't say parati vaday, so therefore he's bets him saying nothing. And that's different than bari v'shema, a regular bari v'shema. There, it's enough to have a suffik l'kadei l'hachzik b'mama. You don't need dafka schus taina. But b'nidon shel piron ein b'koach ha-suffik l'potro. Here you have a mechayev that's vaday. Vaday mechuyev to pay. And the only way to get out of this is when you have a schus taina, say parati, bivaday, bari. Only if you say bari you have the schus taina. But eini yodea is nishkin taina. Lenin ze. Vinimsa. Shemashem is chayiv, who rak machmas shalaitan klum. You know why he's chayiv? Because el had gezakt golnisht. And therefore, the Ramah was correct in writing that if he remembers, if he says that he remembers, he's naman. Because he's not chozer b'toin. You know why he's chozer b'toin? Not chozer b'toin? Because it's not that he's retracting, he never said anything in the first place. When he said, I don't know, he wasn't saying anything. Because the only schus taina he had, the only thing that's called a taina is bivadai. The moment he's not in the realm of vadai, so he's really not saying anything. His taina is not a taina. He's not saying anything. Ein yodea is nothing. And Ramela, when he goes and says, yeah, I do remember. So when he says that, that's not chozer b'toyin. He never tainted in the first place. Ulefize, yesh makom ladun b'hanachas hadivrei mishpat. Mekendingen, efsher, mitten hanacha, with the assumption of the divrei mishpat, who learn that just like eini yodea paraticha, the Rama holds that you guy can say niskarti, yes, I remember that I paid you. So hu adin, that according to the mandam or bari v'shem or bari odif, he will be naman if he goes back and he says niskarti. That was the assumption of the divrei mishpat. Because the Divrei Mishpat said, he brought the Tosfos, he brought the Ramah, that if he says any odeim paraticha, v'chazev v'amar, acharkach nizkarti sheparati neman, and he says that if that's true, that there you can change your mind, then also in the case of Bari and Shema, like an hour Tosfos, when he says, Mana libi yotcha, ve'eni yodea imparatiha, v'hala yomer eni yodea. Is that a no? Whether or not you have a mana biyadi, so he's a bari and he's a shema. He's chayiv. He doesn't know. Can he change his mind? The divrei mishpat assumed that he could. But who says that's true? Based on what we said, we can say dafka eni yodea imparatiha, that his schia is a nikarach bari. Because we pass in lav bari adif, but rather because tainus is shema bipiron ein ba la loive schus taina klal. The loive has no schus taina of shema. he says, I don't know that I paid you back. I don't know, that's not a Swiss tiny that he has. So then he can go back and say, Niskarti, the loy kom dina klal. There was no din in the first place. It's not a chozer v'toin. There's no sad, never started, never said anything. There's not even a suffix piron to begin with. He has no schus tainab, I don't know. So maybe he can go back and say later that he does remember. But the man d'amr bari b'shem bari adiv. But if you hold bari b'shem bari adiv, as Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna hold, in our Gemara, the Yesod Hadin is, the alima taina didei mitainas shema shel hanitba. That the bari is stronger taina than the shema. And if that's true, his schia is because of his taina. And once his schia is because of his taina, then come dina. Then the din has been established with respect to the fact that he can't taina, yes, niskarti. When we're talking about eini yodea praticha, the zechia isn't mikach bari, because we hold that bari adif. It's just because the Shema isn't a schus tain at all. So lo kam dina, nothing happened yet. There's no suffix piron. So he didn't make a taina yet. And now he can go ahead and he can say, oh yes, I did, I remember, I did pay you. But in our case, where we're holding that bari adif, Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, they hold bari adif, so if he says, mana li biyadcha, and then he says, eini yodea. Why does he win? Because the bari beat the shema. The bari is stronger than the shema. So his chia is because of his taina. It's because of his strong taina of bari. In the case of Eino de Emperaticha, it's not because of the Bari, because we hold Bari B'Shem Alav Bari Adif. It's just that he didn't make any Taina, saying, I'm not sure he's in a Taina B'Chlam. So Mimela Lo Kam Dina, and then he can go ahead and say, oh yes, I did remember that I paid. But if you're holding Bari Adif, so Kam Dina. The Dina's been established, because the Bari won. He says, Eino Yodea. The other guy says, I do know. You owe me. Nikuda, it's over. Pay up. Ah, he wants to change his mind. Sorry, come dina, the din's already been established. So this tushtel that made by the Divrei Mishpat is questionable. Lefizeh nisiyash vehetev kusiyashu ala toises for infant is kasha. What was his kasha on toises? He didn't like the fact that if the Ketzos is right, that there's a chiluk between the case of the Rama of Einu Yodeim Praticha and the case of Einu Yochel Lishava Mishalem, that if it's Einu Yochel Lishava Mishalem, so then you can't change your mind. But if it's Einu Yodeim Praticha, you can change your mind. So the Divrei Mishpat wanted to say that if that's true, then also in our case of Mani Libiyotcha Vahala Armeni Odea, there also that's like Rama's case, that you can change your mind. And that would be an afgamina between Rabbi Abba's case and Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna. So really, Rabbi Abba would agree that Mani Libiyotcha Vahala Armeni Odea, that he's Chayiv. He's Chayiv straight away. And the reason in his case where he agrees to 50 I know, 50 I don't know, the reason there he doesn't say he's chayiv straight away, because bari adif, But rather, he says, "Mitoch sheni yochal yishav mishalem." According to the Divrei Mishpat, what's Tosis asking? Why is Tosis saying that that Rabbi Abba doesn't hold of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? He does hold. He just brings the case of Eino Yochel Lishava, because the Eino Yochel Lishava, he can't retract. 50 yes and 50 I know and 50 I don't know, he can't retract. But Manali Biyatcha V'Hol Ramin Yodei, he can retract. So really they're not arguing. So what's Tosis saying? That was the kasha of the Divrei Mishpat. He just, Rabbi Abba said he doesn't say straight away he's chai about Bari Vishema because he wants to say even stronger. Since Eino Yochel Lishav Mishalem, he can't retract. So he asked why according to the Ktzos doesn't Tosus make that chiluk? The answer is based on what we're saying, that there is no such chiluk. Why not? Because we already proved that saying Niskarti doesn't work by Mana Libiyatcha Bahala Armeni Odeya. Why not? Because Kamdina Bari Bishama Bari Adif. And once Bari is Adif, that's it. Once he says Eini Odeya, Kamdina, the din has been established that he's obligated to pay. Saying, Niskarti. Oh, yes, I remember that. You don't have a Mana. I don't have any of your money. That would not fly. Can't do that. Because already Kamdina, because Bari Bishama Bari Adif. And then, so why then does Rabbi Abba say it's because of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim? Why doesn't he just say like Rav Yehuda or Rav Huna? That Bari Adif? Why does he have to come out to Eino Yochel Yishav Mishalim? And the Divrei Mishpat's Chiluk, that there's a difference, that Altsbari Adif, he can say that I remember, and Altsmitoch Sheino Chol Yishavim Mishalim, he can't, it's too late. Once he's Chayev, he can't make a second Taina. He's already Chayev Min Adin. So that Chiluk, that the Divrei Mishpat is not a Chiluk. Because even in the case of Manali Biyotcha Bahalar Meni Odea, it's a case of Bari Vishema Kamdina. He says, I know. The other guy says, I don't know. That's it. Chayiv. End of game. So why then does Rabbi Abba say, Mitoch Sheni Yochel Yishav Mishalim? Just say, Chayiv. Bari Vishema Bari Odif. And the Nafgamina that, he can retract if he remembers, he can retract. No. Zalonachon. In neither case can he retract. Not in the case of 50 I know, 50 I don't know, Mitoch Sheino Yochel Yishav Mishalim, because Kamdina, but also in the case of Manali Biyotcha V'Hol Ayrmeni Yodea, he also can't retract. Because Kamdina, it's Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. And that's different than the case of Ein Yodein Paraticha. Because there was no Taina. They were holding Bari V'Shem Alab Bari Adif. And he has to pay because we know that there's a chiyuv, and he hasn't yet made a taina. When he says any odeh, that's not a schus taina. He hasn't made a taina, so mele he can change his mind and say, yes, I do remember, because he never made a taina in the first place. There was no kamdina. There was no kamdina, because we never paskin anything, because his taina wasn't a taina. It's lav bari adif, but we don't know if you're already mechuyev, so we can't padre you. So when he comes back and he says, "Oh yes, I remember, I did pay," he's neman. That he could do. There was no kamdina, it's not chozer v'toin. But in the case of Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, they say chayev because that's it, kamdina, you can't change your mind anymore. Bari v'shema bari adif. So So why does Rabbi Abba say mitoch shev 50? I know 50. I don't know mitoch sheni yochal shev mishalim. Just say bari adif. And there's no nafkamina like the different mishpah wanted to say that in the case of any yochal shev mishalim, he can't retract, and in bari adif he can. In Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna's case he can. It's not true in either case. Can he retract? So therefore Tosus was correct in saying that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda do not subscribe to Rabbi Abba's, that Rabbi Abba doesn't agree with Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Because they would just say Bari Adif. They wouldn't say Ya Mitoch Sheni Yochal Leshav Mishalim. They would just say Bari Adif. So it was no kate there the hedgia that even according to my name of Rabbi Shema Bari Adif Niskarti works, not like we're saying. But the Knesset HaGadolah brought by the Ktsos doesn't say that. So our vort is in his understanding. And we're trying to say Bari Shema Bari Adif, Niskarti doesn't help. Can't say it. Okay, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'Shmaya. We saw a Mahalach to answer the Divrei Mishpat's Kash and Tosis. Hope it was clear. And Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, Hashem should give us the Koach and the Moach and the Simchas Chaim to continue in the next Shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.